listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. You are listening to Retirement Today, and we have some co-hosts here that I want to introduce. We've got a new co-host with us, Jacqueline Gladhill. Jacqueline, how's it going?
Oh, I'm so great. So happy to be here with you, Jenna, and thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, we have Tony Shore, who's with us on a regular basis as well. Tony, what's new in your world?
Oh, let me tell you, Jenna, this past weekend, I have to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
Went out with the family to a big Sunday brunch, right?
Ooh. Mimosas and everything?
Yep, mimosas and everything. And it was exactly. And it was at this great place called the Afton House Inn. Wow. Wasn't cheap, but the food was incredible. But, you know, thinking about the cost, and there were 14 of us. And wow. I'm like, I think we're picking up the tab. So basically, Jenna, to make it pay off, I did some calculations. I ended up eating my own weight in Eggs Benedict.
Oh, my God.
Just to make it pay.
That's so funny.
Just to make it pay. No, I'm kidding. But I did. I had four Eggs Benedict, which was probably too many. It was delicious, though. And we all had a good time. How about you? Have you been doing things with the family recently?
Yes, we had a great Easter weekend. We went over to our sister-in-law's house and there were a lot of cousins there. So the kids had just a blast with the Easter egg hunt and just some great food. I definitely went off my diet this weekend. but no, it's just so good because you get to see extended family and it was just a wonderful time. We loved it.
Yep. How about you, Jack? Jacqueline, how did you spend your?
Yeah. I mean, we did multiple different families this weekend. So tried to fit it all in all around the Twin Cities. And nice. You guys are making me really hungry right now. breakfast talk. I would like some Eggs Benedict, actually.
Delicious.
Get that going.
Delicious.
Yes, it was great. It was great.
That's awesome. Well, that's Jenna, you've lined up a great show for us today. Yes. And, you know, this is a word that's been thrown out there recently because of all the market volatility. Mm-hmm. And that's recession. So there going to be a recession is the big question. I don't know.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't know. Do you have the crystal ball, Jacqueline?
Does a magic eight ball work?
Hey, your guess is as good as mine.
Shake
that might work.
Find out what it says. It can't be any worse. I mean, if you had a magic eight ball, it would be right probably as often as Jim Cramer on CNBC is right? Maybe more so.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Well, nobody knows. And that's obviously the point. I mean, you know, the economic cycle, after the expansion, eventually we end up in a recession based on history. But there's definitely been more talk of a recession in the news lately, just with the tariffs and everything going on in the news. I don't think China, the market, reacted real well to what they came back with. So, you know, a lot of people want to know, and I'm sure you guys, what is a recession? I mean, would you like to know that? I'm sure you know, Tony, but should I go into that?
We would, both Jacqueline and I would love to know what a recession is. From you, I mean, you're the financial expert, so
exactly.
I really appreciate you giving us the definition.
Yes. And then we'll definitely go through some tips to shield your finances just in case we do go into a recession. But it's basically two quarters in a row where the economic activity slows down, or GDP, gross domestic product. And usually unemployment goes up, inflation goes up. And so why that matters in the stock market world is that often stocks will be more volatile or go down if we are in a recession, because company earnings are often affected and that sort of thing. So I think many people are wanting to know, like, how could I prepare or protect myself if we do go into a recession. And so even though we don't have the crystal ball, when we look at, you know, very well-known experts out there, Morgan Stanley, for example, recently said, well, there's probably a 40% chance that this year we could go through one. Goldman Sachs just upped theirs to 45%. And get this, JP Morgan actually said we are 60% likely to go into a recession.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's definitely good to just look at some ways that we can prepare for this. And I mean, you guys watch the news probably. I mean, are you hearing, I'm sure you're hearing the word talked about a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all over the financial news networks. Every time I look at my phone, people are talking about market volatility and a possible recession.
Yes, exactly. So we don't know if it's going to happen, but why not at least get ready for it in case it does, right? So we're going to talk about four things that you can do, four tips for navigating a choppy economy and just shielding yourself so that if a recession comes, you'll be prepared. And if not, well, you did a little extra work to protect yourself, so it'll be good. Yeah. And I think the main thing is we need to focus on the basics, the fundamentals of a financial plan. And so some of these things you go, well, yeah, that makes sense. Why are we reviewing that? But this is really, I think, the best way to prepare. So the first tip that I have is it's just this is a great time to pay off debt. Now, Tony, have either of you gone through Dave Ramsey's program by any chance?
Yes. I actually have.
Have you?
Yep. The get out of debt and how to minimize debt program. My wife and I went through it. It's been a long time ago, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Jacqueline? Have you ever gone through his program?
I have not, although I have started to get into it now. I do have college debt right now. And so I'm excited to know what I should do really in the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Well, I really think he is an expert at debt management. I listen to his podcast as well. Sure. He has a little bit of a different perspective. He says, well, pay down the lowest balance credit card or debt that you have first, just so you can get some momentum going and feel good about getting out of debt. And that does feel good. And that may work for some people. But the fastest way to get out of debt is obviously to pay off the highest interest debt first.
Yes.
And so that's going to be, and obviously, you know, some people will transfer the debt from one credit card to, you know, a 0% credit card. But, you know, bank rate survey recently I read shows that 40% of cardholders are still carrying a balance, and that's nearly half. So once the balance starts to grow, it becomes harder to kill off. And in fact, 71% of folks with debt said they hope to pay it off, not soon, but within 5 years. And
that's where I'm at. Yeah. I'm with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will tell you too. And Jacqueline, I remember I had to pay for all of my own college, and I went to a private school, which was pretty spendy. And so I can tell you that, you know, I really sacrificed a lot in the budget area to get that paid off. Because don't you just think when you get out of debt, and Dave says this too, when you get out of debt, isn't it just like, oh my gosh, a weight lifted off. I mean, it's like these chains hanging on you almost every day. And you're like, oh, just get them off. And so this is a great time to pay off debt because, you know, if your interest rate is 6% or 7%, let's say, and the stock market, let's say, potentially is going down. I mean, we're in a bear market, right? Wouldn't it make sense to just maybe put that money into paying off some debts so that you can, you know, if you're making over 7% in the stock market, then that's another story. But if you're not, it's a great time to pay off the debt, right?
Yep.
So,
And debt is, I mean, and especially going into retirement or if you're close to retirement, right? You want to make sure your debt is paid down or paid off.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I think also it is a time when we talk about debt, if you're taking on new debt, like buying a car or something like that, it may be a good time to go out and buy that car now, right? Before the tariffs impact the prices on that, right?
Yep, definitely. And in fact, people have been, there's been a run on things like cars,
right?
And other certain other goods and iPhones, things like that, because of the tariffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a good time to be a car salesman right now, right?
Yeah, probably.
And so like, if you're going to go buy an SUV and it was, let's say, made in Mexico, right now, the average SUV is like 31,000. Well, after the new 25% tariff, you're looking at more like 39,000. And that could, even a U.S. car could potentially go up if some of the, materials that they need to make the car are foreign made parts. Mm-hmm. And so they say even the US cars are going to rise about $3,000. So you should definitely be thinking about some of those bigger purchases, but also don't get yourself like too in debt, right? Because debt really, it doesn't feel good and it's stressful. Okay. And that's not to guilt anyone that's taken on some debt. Like I said, I've had to take on debt to pay my college and that sort of thing. But I think that should be the first priority when you're putting together a plan, is first pay down the debts. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree. And even, you know, you talked about those chains that hold you down with the debt. And, you know, I feel that every day, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I saw this thing and I wrote on a jar, a little mini bottle of champagne. As soon as I get my debt paid off, then I get to pop the bottle. So it's a huge, you know, accomplishment if you do it like that. So
I love that. That's wonderful. And debt can even cause problems in marriage, you know? So if it has that extra, I mean, what do they say? The number one reason for divorce sometimes has to do with money. So I do think it is, the chains come off, you know, once you pay off the debt. Now I will say, and this is very important, please do not use your retirement money to pay your debt. I had somebody come in just this past week. Wonderful person, great client. Actually got laid off from a bigger company and needed to roll over his 401k. And he was talking to me and he said, you know, Jenna, I've got this credit card that's pretty high. Now my new job that I'm going to get, I'm making $50,000 more than I was making before. So I'm going to have a higher income coming in, but I really would like to just get this debt paid off. And I said, I understand it would feel really good to take this out of your Roth 401k. But you are really going to hurt yourself in the long run if you take this out of your 401k, and we would be taking it out when the market's low. So we're really locking in those losses right now. Right. And so please, I'm going to say it again, do not use your retirement accounts to pay off debt. I said, you have this new job. You're getting $50,000 more a year in income. Do you think maybe you could take a portion of that? I know it would, can't spend quite as much or have as good of a lifestyle, but could you take a portion of that and pay extra on this credit card? Well, yeah, I could. And I said, totally a personal decision, but as your financial advisor, I am strongly, strongly suggesting that we not take this out of your retirement plan. He said, Jenna, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful that I talked to you about this. So definitely something to think about out there. And Tony and Jacqueline, I'm sure, have you guys thought about that? Like, how can I pay off my debt sooner, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a few questions about that in the in the rest of the podcast as well, because I want to hear more just to know what to do.
Yeah, that's great. And I will say there's some excellent resources out there too for debt consolidation. You do have to be careful because some of those companies you end up, paying more than what it's worth. But sometimes it is really nice to be able to work with a company that can help you call these credit card companies, negotiate interest rates down, things like that. And so there is hope out there for that. But that's got to be number one. We've absolutely got to pay down our debt.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing is we need to watch our expenses right now. OK, this is not the time, Tony, for you and Jacqueline to go take a European vacation. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Oh,
oh, really?
Can't go to Europe right now.
No, no. Well, you can, but I'm not advising it. The euro has gone up. The dollar has gone down.
Yeah.
And so what that means is if you were to take a European vacation, your dollar would not go as far. It would be much more expensive right now to go to Europe. And so this really is the time to, like I said, not go on the big extravagant vacations, watch your expenses and really buckle down with that budget. Right. And Tony, you and Jacqueline, I'm sure you love the word budget, right?
Nope.
I don't. No, I, Jenna, you know, being a blonde girl, I really don't like that word.
Yeah.
Nobody does. Yeah. It's like I call it the dirty B word, right? Nobody likes that.
It's a dirty word. The B word is a dirty word.
It is. Yeah.
Budget. Nobody likes that.
I know.
Maybe you could call it spending plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, I'll be a little open with you guys. I'm obviously in my family, I'm definitely the person that handles the investments, but my husband is actually better than me at the budget.
Oh, wow.
And he's because I like to spend money too with the best of them, right?
Oh, sure.
And every once in a while, he'll say, honey, we need to revisit the budget. And I'll say, oh my gosh, I've got something I got to do.
Never a conversation you want to walk into.
I know. It's so funny. But anyways, this is definitely the time to look at the budget. You know, maybe there's some things that you can trim down. You know, I think I really like the zero income budget where basically you put what your net income is at the very top of the budget. So let's say it's $10,000 a month. And then for every dollar you allocate, exactly where that money goes, because it is good. You have to take control of your money at some point or your money controls you. And so I really love that style of a budget. And then I think it's really good to go back like 3 months, look at what have I actually spent in those areas. And then you could possibly free up some more money to just either save more or pay down on debt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's great.
Yep. Got to look at the budget. And really, if we go into a recession, you really also, when we talk about income, need to make sure, you know, am I really getting the most amount of income that I can possibly get in my industry? Because if we go through a recession and companies start cutting back and doing those kinds of things, and you do get laid off and you're trying to find another job, you may not be able to find a job as easy then. And I think sometimes we need to push ourselves out of our comfort zones and either ask for a salary increase or look and see, am I really getting paid the most I can get paid right now? Because I might need every dollar if we're going into a recession, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah. And then the third thing I want to talk about is an emergency fund. And Jacqueline and Tony, what do people usually say that you should have for an emergency fund? How much save? Does anyone know?
I've heard like 6 months, right?
Yep. Tony, okay. Anything else you've heard?
Three to 6 months. People think 6 months of salary. How am I going to get that saved up? And it can take some time, especially if you're just starting, but it is important.
Yeah, it is. And actually what I recommend is a little more detailed than that. You would actually want to write down and look at your budget. You know, what are your expenses, your monthly expenses that you actually have over, you know, normally 3 to 6 months. But I recommend having a bigger emergency fund right now, believe it or not. I'm going to go against the grain here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recommend that people have 8 to 12 months in an emergency fund. And I know I'm going to get some calls from maybe some colleagues or some people going, I don't agree with that, Jenna. You could have had that in the stock market. But here's my reasoning. Okay. You know, you go back to 2008, which was obviously a recession, right? Mm-hmm. On average, it took people 8 to 12 months to find a new job.
Right.
Okay. So if all you have is 3 to 6 months saved, you could run into a problem And then now we're putting more on the credit cards and, you know, asking mom for money and, you know, all these kinds of things. And so you need to have, in my opinion right now, 8 to 12 months. And it's very important that that emergency fund is sitting in a high yield savings account or money market. There's no reason it should be sitting in a checking or savings account earning nothing when you could easily get a money market or, you know, some kind of high yield savings account earning 3 to 4% right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys agree or do you think I'm a little off my rocker there?
No, I agree. Except when you said people who don't have that much. And if you happen to get laid off and you need 8 to 12 months and you only have 3 or 6.
Yeah.
You said one of the options is to call your mom. Well, I would call you, Jenna.
You'd call me and ask for a loan. Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm glad we have a loan.
I mean, it's, you know, amongst friends, I would just.
Okay. Well, I'm glad when you look at me, you see money. That's a good thing, right? That's my industry, right? Well,
yeah. No. I just know that you're fiscally responsible and financially. That's what you do. But no, I would call you for advice. That's for
sure. I thought you said you'd call me for money.
No, I meant I would call you for money, but I was just kidding.
I know.
Jenna, I guess I have a question.
Yes.
Is debt, paying off your debt, more important than having the emergency fund?
That is such a great question. So when you think about the average emergency out there, the washer goes out. I got to get new tires. Have to pay a deductible on my insurance or something like that. The average emergency is actually only $500 to $1,000. So this is what I recommend. And Dave would tell you the same thing, is you want to actually first have $1,000 at least saved in your emergency fund or savings account, because the average emergency is around that.
Okay.
And then really knock out that debt. Really, every extra dollar could be going towards that debt. And then after the debt's paid off, then I think it would be good to build up the emergency fund more. Okay. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So get a base in savings. Yeah. Get a base in savings to cover an emergency.
Exactly.
Then get the debt paid down, then start putting more. I mean, if you could do a little of both, you know, keep putting, socking some into the emergency fund and pay down your debt. That's ideal, right?
Yeah, you could do that too. But it depends. I mean, if you're really dealing with some very high interest rates, it may be better to do that.
Right.
And the last,
especially, right?
Yes, credit cards.
I saw recently there was a credit card 30%.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Did it happen to be through Payday or something? No, okay.
No, it's an actual credit card company.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
It was Visa or MasterCard. Because we get the mail from my daughter. She gets all these credit card offers. She's in college.
Yeah.
And I was showing her, you have to read the fine print. And, you know, a lot of them are 24 to 30%. One was 30%. After, you know, you get this rate going in and you get all these perks. And then once you hit a, you know, after a year, it's 30%, it said.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's just not right. So I'm sorry to hear that. But okay, now my fourth point that I want to make. Okay. Are you guys ready? I know you all want to know. Is you have to diversify. You have to diversify. It is not smart to have everything in AI stocks or Bitcoin right now, which I actually do have people that come in that are pretty into that. As you can see in the market, with the market drop that we've had, AI stocks and Bitcoin and crypto have not held up very well, have they?
No.
Okay. So you need to have diversification. What has done well in this market, believe it or not, is gold. Right. Mm-hmm. Gold is having record highs. I think it's the highest it's ever been in history this year.
Over 3,500.
I know. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Crazy.
And actually, our international portfolios are doing very well. Mm. And so I do have some clients that have been diversifying a little more. Now, they're not taking all their money out of the U.S. market and putting it more conservative, because that's when you'd lock in your losses. Yes. But I do have some clients saying, I believe the U.S. market's going to come back, but it might be a little while. because with these tariffs and everything, who knows, right? So we're going to take a little bit of that U.S. stock and diversify it into the international stock because the international market's doing pretty well right now. The other thing is, you know, dividend paying stocks. When I look at our dividend paying stock portfolios over this last year, they have not gotten hit as hard as the growth stock portfolios because you kind of have that consistent dividend that's still coming in, even though the market's going up and down and up and down. Now, I'm not saying it hasn't corrected, but it's not quite, it hasn't been hit quite as hard as like those growth stock portfolios that we have. And so those are our three areas that some people have diversified into. Now, you always want to buy low and sell high. So I'm not saying everyone should go buy gold right now, right? But I'm letting you know what has done well in this market. And the biggest thing, Tony, and we talked about this in the last show, you and Jacqueline would probably agree, it is very important to try to not time the market. You need to stay invested right now. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, the people who were in the who stayed in the market during other downturns or bear markets or corrections like 2008, the Great Recession, when it was down,
right,
the beginning of COVID, the people that stayed the course, they really reaped the benefits and they ended up better than ever because they stayed the course. Right.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why you really need a financial advisor, because I will tell you what, if you watch the news every day because they're trying to sell headlines, they will literally scare you half to death about this recession that could possibly come. Am I right?
Yep, definitely. Okay.
And so I have had some people calling going, Jenna, I need to get into something more conservative. I'm totally freaked out. Should I buy gold? You know, and so it's good because I can help them kind of take a deep breath and really look at it logically and remind them that the market does bounce back. And if we go put it all into a money market right now or a CD, we are going to lock in those losses. You really don't lose it till you pull it out, right? It's going to go up and down. It's a roller coaster right now. It's hard to go through, but don't panic and don't try to time it. Stay invested and diversify. Like I said, we don't want all AI stocks. We don't want all growth stocks. We need to have multiple different types of investments. And so really the main point that I want to make is that nobody knows if there's a recession coming. Your guess is as good as mine, right?
Right.
So we need to still be prepared, though, just in case there is. So again, I talked about pay down your debt. We've got to get out of debt. It will break the chains. We've got to take a second look at our budget, really trim costs. You know, this might be the time to see if you can shop around and lower your insurance premiums. And like I said, I'm sorry to break it to you. You might not want to go to Europe this year. And then the third thing was the emergency fund, 8 to 12 months in the emergency fund. And the last point that I made was we have to stay diversified, diversify, diversify, diversify. So the only way to really be totally prepared is to schedule a consultation with the financial advisor. So if any of you would like to come in for a complimentary, no cost consultation, you would give our office a call at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. Or you can go out to our website, beaconwealthadvisory.com, and request a consultation there, or even come to one of our workshops. We've got a couple workshops usually per month where you can come out, have a nice dinner. They do fill up very fast. And we'll talk a little more about how to prepare for a recession, even in those workshops in more depth. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Any other points you all want to make?
I really appreciate all that you've taught me, you know, in the last 30 minutes, because now I have a plan for what I'm going to do. And I'm just very thankful. So thank you, Jenna, for having me.
Oh, yeah. You're so welcome. If you'd like to schedule a consultation, we could get together.
I will.
In fact, speaking of that, before we go, Let our listeners know, Jenna, how they can set up that consultation. Give that phone number and web address one
more
time.
Sure. Yeah. 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. Or you can go out to our website, beaconwealthadvisory.com. And it will allow you to schedule a consultation right on the website. And then we can also call you to get it on the calendar. And it's, we really have a lot of fun in these consultations. You know, people come in, have a cup of coffee. It's pretty laid back, but we really want to get a chance to know you, find out your goals, see if we can help you. And then if we can help you, the next meeting, we can really put together a plan. And if you don't have a plan, you're going to plan to fail. So we've got to have a plan to prepare in case there is a recession, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, yep. Great show. Thank you, Jenna, for having us on your show.
Yeah, it was so fun. And Jacqueline, I loved having you on as well. I know we'll see you in the future. And Tony, you're always great to do the show with. So thanks, everyone, for joining us today. And we'll see you next week at Retirement Today.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.